Good morning.
Morning, Sensei.
This talk is sort of a takeoff or a follow-up on last week's talk about just this. And I'm going to start out about telling something that happened to me many years ago, over a decade ago when I was studying with Roshi Kennedy. And my practice was a couple of times a week, I would get up early and before work, I would go to visit Roshi Kennedy at the Zendo in Jersey City. And when you got to the building, there was an elevator and you go up to the third floor. And there was a little bit of a foyer, and then there was the Zendo. And in the front of the Zendo, there was a window, pretty wide window, but it was the kind of window that could go up and down. And on my way there, it was pouring rain. So I took a seat, and the seat happened to be right next to the window. And the window had been opened somewhat to allow cool air in. And the rain had stopped, but there was one place on the roof, I guess it was, in front of the window, where water was dripping down, and there was a ledge right outside the window. And so the drops were just and as I was sitting there, I was caught by the sound of this drop. And these are one of those things that are very hard to describe, but I became very deeply connected to just the sound of the rain or the water dripping off the roof onto the ledge. And in a sense, I disappeared. And there came a point where emotionally I was just filled with gratitude just by listening. And then at the same time, I would say that my heart opened. So I had these two experiences. One was gratitude and the other was open-heartedness. And I was so grateful just for being alive. And I realized that time had actually passed and I had just become no observer anymore. Just, right? So as we would have said last week, just this, just this. So, you know, I remember thinking about this on my way home, this experience, and how frequently the senses are the gateway into insight. And, you know, the senses are sound, like dripping, or they can be tasting. Oh, you taste a peach, and all of a sudden, it's not me tasting a peach. And touch, the same thing. You can touch something cool, and it, like that, happens. And so it goes with sight also. But these are simple, direct experiences. There's no big story attached to them. It's not intellectual, it's experience. We don't usually become enlightened. We don't usually wake up when we are reading a book on Zen. Not that there's anything wrong with reading a book on Zen. But in all likelihood, any awakening will not happen by acquiring knowledge or thinking about it or having philosophical discussions. Almost always it's I'm going to read a story. It was a koan. And it's a story about Xian Yan, who was a student of the famous Chinese Zen master, Pai Chang. And Xian Yan was exceptionally brilliant, quick-witted, strong in analytical power and logical acumen, and steeped in Zen literature and the scriptures. And it was said about him that he could give 10 answers to a single question. And eventually, Pai Chang's teacher died. And then shortly after Pai Chang's death, Xian Yan met with Pai Chang's successor, Kui Shan, and he asked them if he could continue his studies under him. And Kui Shan said, "Xian Yan, you have remarkable intellect and ingenuity, which enables you to understand ideas and unfold their consequences. So I would like you to tell me something about your state before your parents were born." Now this question plunged Haisan Yan into a thick fog. He did not know what to think. Returning to his room, he feverishly searched all his books for something appropriate to say in answer to this question. But he could not find a single sentence to use. So he returned to Kui Shan, and he pleaded with them to tell him the secret explicitly, so that he could understand, So Kuishang said, if I tell you, in the future you will reproach me for having done so. Anyway, whatever I speak still belongs to me and has nothing to do with you. So in despair, Xian Yan burned all of his books. So he burned all of his books and vowed to become a mendicant monk, moving from one place to another. And then he left the monastery and began wandering. Eventually he came upon a sacred gravesite of the sixth patriarch of Zen, Huineng, which had been seriously neglected. Xian Yan decided to stay at this gravesite and maintain it as a shrine. And so day after day, he had no worldly thoughts. All his attention was focused on sweeping. And one day he swept a pebble into a bamboo grove beside the shrine, and the pebble hit a piece of bamboo and went, At that sound, he declared, one tock, and I have forgotten all I know. Xian Yan was enlightened. All that intellect was still, and there was only, and then it happened. He woke up. So Dogen had something to say about that. He said, you hear the sound of the Dharma with the body first and the mind last, through the body, through the senses. So he's saying that in Zazen, there is a shift from our usual way of relating to the world with our intellect to a physical way directly through our body. And so it's through our body that we experience true nature, our true nature. And the reason for that is it's inconceivable. We can do all the studying, all the thinking, all the talking, and we will not be enlightened, will not discover our true nature, because those things are useless. So we can later on use our intellect to describe the experience, to communicate the experience, to write a book about the experience, to give lectures about the experience. But it's not the same as another Zen master, more famous than even Dogen, and better known to Western students, Yogi Berra once said, you can't think and hit at the same time. So this wisdom applies to our practice as well. You can't really sit and think at the same time. You can't really light the incense and think at the same time. You can't really think and hear the rain at the same time. Zen is a direct experiential practice. There is just talk. There is just washing the dishes. The sensation of the water and the washing of the dishes, if we experience that through the sense of touch, not through the experience of intellect, just washing the dishes, just walking. Finally, Dogen in the Shobo Genzo asked, is the way attained through the mind or the body? As long as we think about the way, it can never be grasped. If we allow our thinking mind to be still, casting aside our views and understanding, the way will be realized. Xian Yan realized the way after he let go of his brilliant intellect. And allowing his mind to be at rest, he directly heard the sound of the pebble bouncing off the bamboo. So, you know, you can hear this talk and say, okay, I'm going to go home and just wash the dishes, or I'm going to just sit and wait for a drop of water to fall. Well, all of those thoughts, all of that preparation is extra, right? There's just... So don't look for anything. Just work to allow your mind to be at rest, to let it be quiet, and that will be your preparation for one day waking up. So, good luck.